black helicopter crowd notion.
The tyranny is always lurking just around the corner.
It's nursing. They've been crazy, but now they're right.
Black helicopter crowd really is upset.
The people are stupid and they're drunk. There'll be a revolution and they're going to lose. There are too many guns and too many people ready to fight them. I am a man of peace, but we have gangsters running this country. Criminals, gangsters.
We're normal. We see total criminal takeover, the death of freedom.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history. I'm trying to awaken people, but look at the morons around you.
They're zombies.
You are joining the online studio. You are unmuted and can speak with the host.
What's up, guys? Welcome to another episode of the podcast. Thank you for taking the time out of your day to join me for this episode number 174 of the podcast. So, today is Friday, June 4th, 2021. I hope you've been enjoying the last few episodes. So we're going to keep trying to get you these podcasts as much as possible. And we did change the official name of the podcast to the WBHN Network. Black Helicopter News is a show on that. So this way I can keep all my followers and fans and release new episodes of different types of podcasts. And if you don't like them, you don't have to listen because you're still going to be getting this podcast, but you're going to get a lot of bonus podcasts as well. It's just a new way I'm trying to take this podcasting journey. I'm trying to expand it a little more. So that I want to have a wrestling podcast. And then, of course, I got the Out of Pocket podcast with my cousin Carnage, where we talk about wrestling and other entertainment news. So we have a few different angles we're coming at the game right now. And just hope you enjoy it. Come along with us for the ride if you're new here. All right. So the last few episodes, I was trying new things, new topics, and we're going to continue that. But today's got some calls, so we're going to take some calls from listeners, and I'll do my best to answer their questions. All right, let's take a quick break, and when we get back, we'll take some calls from the listeners. Stay tuned.
Winner and platinum recording artist, President Zen One. His debut studio album, Philosopher's Stone, including the smash single, New World Order. President Zen One, Philosopher's Stone, the digital album, available on iTunes, Amazon Music, Google Play, and CDBaby.com. Get your copy today.
Are you looking for web hosting, but don't know who to choose with so many choices out there? Well, you can't go wrong with Bluehost. Bluehost is a leading web solutions services provider. Since 2003, Bluehost has continually innovated new ways to deliver on their mission to empower people to fully harness the web. So sign up today. You get a free domain, free site builders, one-click WordPress install, and 24/7 support. And if you sign up now, you get a special introductory offer of $3.95 a month. To get started, go to bluehost.com/track/Black Helicopter News.
It's Black Helicopter News right here on the airwaves. Of course, the WBHN network. Let's keep things moving. Let's go to our first caller, Miss Deplorable Dion. Cool name. You're on the air. Go.
Hey, how are you, sir?
I'm doing good. Thank you, ma'am.
Look, I just want to reiterate one of my comments.
Yeah, share with us, please.
I want people to realize that we're not going to lose our country. Things are being done. Things are quiet. You got to stay quiet. I've said this before. God knows when you pray, don't pray for what you want. Pray for God's will. He's working this out, people. He's loosening the rope. He's letting these evil people just run with their rope, let them think they got everything. And then God, when it's his time, he's going to yank on that rope so hard that he's going to behead the devil. Trust me, people, things are in the work. And I'm not going to miss all the the lies. Huh, Jeff? Our borders are closed, not air open. All the pay for play, Hunter Joe Biden's corruption,
right.
The email server, Benghazi. You don't need a mask, it's a joke. You don't need the vaccine if you already had the virus. Our economy is not booming. It's all monopoly fake money. You know, me being a 21-year banking officer. So y'all hang in there. Love. Oh, if you get a minute, can you please try to read our true president's reply to Memorial Day? Oh, my gosh. You'll cry when you hear those words. It was
okay.
Beautiful. That's a true president. Love you. See you later.
Take care. Thanks for calling in. I do appreciate it. And I hear what you're saying. I agree. Where's the lie, though? 732-807-5574. Let's go to our next caller. We got Dana from Iowa, the Hawkeye State. You're on the air. The floor is yours.
Morning. How are you?
Doing great, sir. Thank you.
I just want to say how much I despise Dr. Fauci, but really, I only called in with some good news. In the last couple weeks, Iowa has signed a bill that will mandate all school children will say the pledge before class every day.
Excellent. That's great.
That's what I thought, too. I just thought I'd give a shout-out to the Hawkeye State.
Yeah, we need some good news every now and then. Thank you for sharing that. I was not aware of that. They're doing the Lord's work in Iowa, I see. Okay, that's what's up. All right, next caller. We got Cash Money from Cincinnati, Ohio, the Buckeye State. What's up, Cash Money? How you doing today?
How are you? I love
Black Helicopter News.
You know, the good people, the patriots, aren't the only ones listening. I believe Tony and all of them are listening. So since Tony's listening, I want to say to him, you're from Brooklyn. We see your evilness. You ain't going to get away from this. You're not the hustler you believe you are, Dr. Fauci. How about Dr. Treason for no reason? I'm not just a doctor. I'm a super mega politician. And he's manipulating like a master. I want to take the credentials to get out of this country from all these treasonous pigs so they can't run away when we bust them. Because you're going down. And I know you're listening. And this is a message to you. The dam is about to break. August. Our day is coming. I feel a lift from my shoulders. Do you feel a lift? I see it coming.
Yeah, I feel a lift in my shoulders. I know that we're going to get through this tough time right now, but every day, think about it. More and more people are waking up. They're waking up to the fact that Anthony F. and Joey B. are frauds. I hate to say it so bluntly. I'm saying this with all due respect, though. The truth's going to come out, but I don't know. We'll see what happens. I'm trying to be optimistic. But thanks for your call, and I hope to hear from you again soon. Yeah, and I want to hear from all of you. So remember, 732-807-5574. Or hit us up in our mailbag at zen1music@gmail.com. We got Jimmy from Arizona. Thank you for your call. What's on your mind?
Run away.
Look, man, I'm not scared of you. Come to my doorstep, I'll fuck you up, homeboy.
That's out of pocket.
Is that a threat? I'll fuck you up.
That's out of pocket.
Hey, let's trace this call. Trace this call right now. Sir, stay on the line. Sir, stay on the line. I'll fuck you up. What's happening? Sir, what are you doing? Why are you making those sounds? What's happening? Are you okay? Look, I don't know what's going on, and I don't know who you think I am or who the hell you are. With all due respect, sir, I'll fuck you up. But if you show up on my door, now I might let you in if I see you. Pull up on me.
Pull up on me. Pull up on me. For real, if y'all wanna pull up on me, pull up on me. Pull up on me. Pull up, pull up on me. Pull up on me.
Today
is the beginning of the shoot era of Black Helicopter News. The only way to have fun is to take the gloves off. Screw it. If I offend them? Oh well. What I am going to do is call it down the line every single week. I love conspiracies. I love talking shit. So damn it, I'm not giving up the podcast. Hell no. I'm doubling down and going the other way. Bring it on.
Scheduled program to bring you this terrifying report.
It was almost as if it were a planned implosion. It just pancaked.
Jane, what more can you tell us about the Salomon Brothers building and its collapse?
New York, very much a city still in chaos. The phones are not working properly. The subway lines are not working properly.
The sky now black with smoke in front of us. Just across the Tigris River here. This is shock and awe, Tom, to the population of Baghdad. And awe, indeed.
The people you liberate will witness the honorable and decent spirit of the American military.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Come on.
It is a big idea, a new world order.
I love my dad. I'd kill for him. I'd go to prison for him because I love him so much.
I love Bill Clinton.
What does that make Hillary Clinton to the Bush family?
My sister-in-law.
When you are subverting the power of government, that's a fundamentally dangerous thing to democracy.
What do you think of Edward Snowden?
I think he's a traitor.
Obama is the one that kills the U.S. troops if the Russians bomb any of them. Obama is the one that put him in harm's way. Obama is the one using them as human shields.
It is the most corrupt, degenerate, criminal government in American history.
I'm here to warn people. You keep telling me to shut up. This isn't a game.
Welcome to America, ISIS. This is what we do. Woo!
We got people that have taken your asses out in this building right now. We're armed to the teeth, and we're not scared. You got that, you sons of bitches?
In 2012, your agency was saying, quote, the Salafists, the Muslim Brotherhood, and Al-Qaeda in Iraq are the major forces driving the insurgents in Syria. Mm-hmm. In 2012, the U.S. was helping coordinate arms transfers to those same groups. Why did you not stop that?
Why didn't you come forward before? What were you waiting for?
Well, for you, Inspector. I needed you. I suddenly had this feeling that everything was connected. We're all part of it. Are we ready for it?
You're listening to Black Helicopter News.
And now, on a lighter note, here's what's making him...
Yeah, man, I actually, you know what? I know how to box. Let's do it.
That's out of pocket.
I gotta stop taunting psychos. Okay, that's a great call there. Thank you for calling in. I hope to hear from you again soon, Jimmy in Arizona. Next. And I'm not joking either. I hope you keep in touch, sir. Because I can use you for the content. Okay, next caller, please. We have Annabelle in Massachusetts. Hey, Annabelle. What's good, Miss Lady? How you doing today, girl? Well, are you okay? I can barely hear you.
You will go to hell, you sinner.
Why am I going to hell? How did I sin?
Wake up.
What are you talking about? Hey, trace this call too. Alright. We got some jokers calling in today. Okay. Hey, it's better content. Keep calling in. And our final caller. Used to the Rockies. You're on the air. How are you, sir?
Hi, Alexa.
It sounds like I can hear something in the background. The first requirement is you gotta turn your TV off or any noise in the background, sir.
Well, sure, I have that off right now.
Oh, that's good. Sorry. Number two, tell us where you're calling from. Okay. Well, you got me. Go ahead.
I've got you. I don't have...
Raven Blackheart?
Yes, you do.
Oh, you're...
Raven Blackheart?
Yes, I am.
Well,
hello.
How are you?
Fine.
Yeah, I was wondering about your book.
Yes?
Yeah, I was wondering about, you know, I've listened to you, I don't know, maybe, I don't know, 2 or 3 years.
Yes.
And I don't know anything about you, but I don't know what could you possibly... What could I possibly want to buy your book for?
Well, that was something I was talking about a couple years ago. I actually didn't write that book yet. But you just answered your own question. You don't know me, so that's why you would get it. That's why you should get it.
Yeah, I know, and that's why I thought I've never heard you talk about yourself at all.
Well, that's why I said I was considering writing a book about me.
What is it, about a talk show host?
Well, yeah, but I also made music for over 20 years.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of Tom Wankus?
No, who's that? I don't know him.
Tom Wankus.
Did you say Tom?
Yeah, I talked to him. I called him up. He's on Sundays here in La Crosse, Wisconsin.
He's on Sundays. Is he a preacher?
No. He talks about a lot of different things.
He does?
Yeah, and he told me to give you a message, and...
What's the message?
The message was that he told me to tell you that the moon is made of green cheese. And he was wondering I was wondering if you would be able to debate him. He said he would debate you anytime.
Oh, yeah. Now I know who you're talking about. I actually did debate him. It was a couple years ago.
Oh, really?
He won, though. He was a real master debater. Yep.
Hey, there's one thing I don't like about you at all. My mom, you know that arthritis, you talk about that rebuilds cartilage?
Cartilage, yes.
Well, if that was the truth, I'm telling you, my mom suffered for 20 years. I have two sisters that are also suffering from it. And if you can find a pill that will rebuild cartilage, that would be nationwide.
It is. It was reported in the New York Times.
Well, I'm telling you one thing. I'm going to call it Better Business Bureau and the FDA and find out. And I'm telling you one thing. You better not advertise it because I'm going to find out about it. Goodbye.
Robinson has been spreading conspiracy theories.
The government's poisoning the water. Did you know the Federal Reserve's not a part of the federal government? The government's hiding UFOs. Gun registration leads to gun confiscation. We all know the CIA's shipping in the drugs. The leftists are the true usurpers of the Constitution. The government can read your mind through algorithms.
He's getting too big. We must stop him. We must silence him. He's telling the truth. Too much of it.
Muted.